When I was in the seminary in high school, I prepared myself to be confirmed. And I should have been confirmed much earlier, but every time the confirmation got ready, the bishop got sick. And so finally, first one bishop in Richmond and then the Archbishop of Miami, they both got sick. So it wasn't God's will. But that gave me more time to think and meditate and prepare. God's timing is better than ours. And so I started to look for a saint that would be exactly that which I wanted, a patron of the youth, of youthful things, a happy saint, and at the same time a serious saint who was totally committed to God and His Holy Mother. And then, of course, as I was the librarian and I was in charge of the books, the book fell into my hands of the saint of today, who eventually became my patron saint, Saint Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. What a wonderful saint he is. You need to look him up and read about him, and if possible, read some of his letters. And by the way, originally, he and his father wrote to each other in Latin, not in Italian. But he was one of many children, most of which died. And then when he was about 4 years old, as happens with many saints, his mother also died. He was born, however, to go back a little bit, he was born in the wonderful little Umbrian town of Assisi, where St. Francis of Assisi was born. And in fact, his baptismal name is Francesco. He was baptized in the same font where St. Francis and St. Clare were baptized, and God alone knows how many other saints. And then his father, who was the magistrate, these were the papal estates under Pope St. Blessed Pius IX, and of course at that time the church ruled over at least a third of Italy until the Masons took it away from her in 1870 under the evil Mason Garibaldi, who is no hero, who is a thief and a squanderer and an adulterer. Anyway, he was made magistrate of the town where eventually he was to live out part of his life. Not Assisi, but the town, I can't think of the name now. Nevertheless, there he went to school. And he had many experiences, just like he reminds me of a male St. Teresa of Lisieux. He almost died on one occasion, and the Blessed Mother appeared to him and said, "Our Lord is waiting for you. You need to follow him." He had a vocation, but like most people who have vocations, and we've known some here, they didn't want to follow. They wanted to do their own will. In the meantime, the readings for today are very important. Hopefully you follow them. Francesco, as the son of the magistrate in Perugia, he was very rich, and his inheritance was to be great. And his position, at least if the kingdom of the Church of Rome had not fallen, would have been very great. So he had a lot of things to give up, just like this young man in the reading of the Gospel today. "Lord, what can I do to follow thee?" And he tells him, and then he says, "I've already done that." And he says, "Well, sell what you have and follow me." And of course, Francesco was to do just that. Now, his father sent him to the Jesuit school that was there, and he was supposed to become a Jesuit. And some of the Jesuits laughed because he liked beautiful clothes, he loved music, he loved art, and he loved to dance. One of the priests in the high school called him il ballerino, the dancer. And that's horrendous. How can a dancer become a priest or a saint or anything like that? He had no chance. Well, God knows what he's doing. So on one occasion, there was a procession in the town, and St. Gabriel was in the congregation and on the streets where there were thousands of people looking upon this icon of Our Lady that was very miraculous. And the Blessed Mother halted the procession. She made them stop. They couldn't figure out what was going on. And then she turned to him and say, "Why are you keeping me waiting? Jesus, our Lord, is waiting for you." So then he woke up. He went to the nearest church to pray, and it happened to be a place where a Passionist priest of the Congregation of the Passion of St. Paul of the Cross was preaching a retreat. And immediately he realized, this is where I need to go. So he applied, and then he told his father, who was not very pleased. It was a great privilege to be a Jesuit, but not to be a Passionist. It was a new order. It was too strict. Everybody was laughing at it. But he said, "No, I'm going to be a Passionist." So he applied, and he was admitted. And almost without saying goodbye to anyone, he left overnight and went to the seminary at the seminary, which is still there, on the highest point in central Italy, Isola del Gran Sasso, the Isle of the Big Rock. That's what they call the mountain. And there he entered, and he became beyond their imagination, holy, and was such a great example to them. In the meantime, he took his vows, and his name was changed from Francesco to Gabriele della Dolorata, Gabriel of the Dolorous Mother, because he loved the Blessed Mother, especially in her role in the Passion, because she suffers with Christ, such as we are called to suffer with Christ. And so he was given the fullness of the habit and so forth, and was ordained a deacon. In the meantime, Garibaldi and his troops came in. They had already started to take everything over, but it wasn't 1870 yet. And they kidnapped a girl and were going to do evil things to her. And St. Gabriel says, "I'll make a wager to you," because not only was he a dancer, he also was a marksman. And so he says, "If you can shoot better than I, then you can do whatever you want to. But if I shoot better than you, then you have to hand her over and leave the town immediately and never come back." And so they said, "Okay, what is it that you want?" And there was a lizard way back, somewhere over there where Cedric is sitting. And he said, "If you can shoot that lizard, you win. If I can shoot the lizard, I win." So the brigand shot at the lizard, and he missed. And then St. Gabriel shot at the lizard, and the poor lizard saw its last day on earth. It broke up into pieces. You know, a little lizard with a bullet. Imagine that. So they left. In the meantime, he got the horrible disease that killed so many saints in the 18th and 19th centuries, tuberculosis. And it was a horrible thing. Many of our, especially the young saints that we love, St. Bernadette, St. Teresa of Lisieux, and many others, they got tuberculosis. Consumption, they called it. And he began to go down quickly. He was ordained a deacon, however. And then he died at the age of 24 in 1862. Some authors say 23, but I'm almost positive it was 24. And not long after that, Blessed Pius IX beatified him, and I believe it was St. Pius X canonized him, and then Benedict XV made him the patron of the youth and extended his feast to the universal church. So it is thanks to these three popes, and thanks to the very wonderful love that our Lord had for St. Gabriel, and that St. Gabriel had for our Lord and for his Holy Mother, that we celebrate on this day of his death in 1862, St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. And pray for me, because he is my saint. And I've had to follow him in many, many ways that you will never know. Maybe our Lord will reveal it to you once I'm gone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.